Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
For anyone in South Africa who has actually had to pay for medical or healthcare coverage out of your pocket, you would know that it becomes an exorbitant expenditure item if you're not adequately covered for it or have planned for it. But for those of us who have had access to medical aid schemes, we're also well aware that price is under pressure, especially when it comes to the rising medical aid scheme prices that we see, also known as healthcare inflation, which is historically between the 3 to 4% point in terms of targeted inflation. However, it does seem as though that has actually changed. To help us unpack the reality of how much many of us as South Africans might be paying for our medical aid cover, but more so provide solutions as to how we can offset this, is Craig Comrie, the CEO of ProfMed, one of the leading medical aid providers in South Africa, to give us some perspective on the positioning that we need to take. Mr. Comrie, thank you so much for your time and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Gugu.
Excited to be with you and appreciate the fact that we've been able to shift the conversation to make sure that we have a lot more time to fully unpack the evaluation of healthcare inflation in the country, but also how we respond to this as South Africans. For anyone who's listening, they'll probably think, hold on, you're the CEO of ProfMed. It's interesting that you're going to tell us that we're spending too much and how we can actually approach things better. But I think this underscores the value and the ethos of ProfMed as a business. And maybe let's just start there, especially given the target market that you approach being graduate professionals.
Yeah, great. The global phenomenon is that healthcare costs are rising and outstripping anything you're going to be earning over the next few years. And partially because we have this fantastic problem that we live longer. So while we live longer, we do so because we've got new and amazing drugs. I don't know if you heard the new drug or the new injection that's out this week, registered in South Africa now, Lenacapavir. It's the HIV preventative drug. So we've got some new technologies that help us live a little bit longer, prevent other diseases. And so we've seen huge amounts of development and new drugs come through. Some of those are called biologics. They're hugely expensive, but they can treat and help people with cancer now. And so we've seen some of the cost drivers beyond healthcare land in probably three categories: that we live longer, we have these new technologies that help us live longer, and then also one of the real problems that we face here in South Africa, as we face in the rest of the world, is there's just too few healthcare specialists and doctors around. And so we just a basic demand and supply space, we just have too few of them, so they can demand higher fees. And so we see that happening in South Africa in a very real way. And so the question is then, what do you do with healthcare inflation if it is running 3% above inflation? I think with low inflation like we currently have, 3% above is double inflation, which is problematic, not only for medical schemes, but those that are trying to afford medical schemes. So that's where at ProfMed, we are an exclusive medical scheme. We work in a very focused market that is a niche group, which means that we don't have to sell everything to everybody, that we actually provide in focused set of benefits. So if you don't use the benefit, then why pay for the benefit?
Exactly.
And so what we've identified is professionals that have unique needs, and we can cater our benefits to actually suit those needs.
I do see that through the various selections you have under your portfolio regarding ProSelect options, ProActive Plus, ProSecure, and ProPinnacle options are all really tried to cater to the needs of consumers and where they are. And I think this is imperative, right? Because we typically see this with yourself, yours as ProfMed, and maybe some of your peers in the industry. And yet we still struggle to see, hold on, you know, where are we falling short in terms of making sure that we choose the right medical aid cover to meet our actual needs?
Yeah, so the two very distinctive differences in the medical scheme environment is that you have a group of what is termed open medical schemes and others that are restricted. So ProfMed actually functions in this restrictive space. So you have to be eligible. You have to have a degree to belong to ProfMed. And so already there's certainly a different risk grouping in that degreed person that we can then focus on and make sure that we only provide benefit for that grouping. The open schemes typically, I guess the Discoveries, Momentums and others, have to cater for everybody. And so we've seen over the last 10 years that restricted schemes typically have lower taxes than the open schemes in the market. So if you have an employer who has a restricted scheme, or you're lucky enough to be part of the banking or for profit a professional, you can get access to these restricted schemes, and they tend to provide far better value in terms of the focused approach which we have.
And this is where that comparison does help us actually understand the dynamics that are at play here for different operators, and also the importance of making sure that when we do approach a medical aid scheme, we understand their role in functioning the environment, how we might actually interact with them as members, but then from there also evaluating what the right cover is for all of us. One thing is for certain, and I had this conversation with my colleagues earlier, they all emphasize the fact that should one be in the worst healthcare condition that they find themselves in, they naturally have a preference for private healthcare coverage and an opportunity to be in a private hospital or private healthcare facility. And that's quite telling, because, and it probably underscores the reason why most South Africans have medical aid. But how do we choose the right one? Because this is typically where a lot of South Africans might get confused, might overinsure to make sure that they manage any risk, and others who might not even have the necessary insurance to make sure that they're adequately covered. But what's the best approach to making sure that we manage our needs as consumers in line with providers like yourselves?
Yep, I probably take a lot of advice in terms of when I invest from some of the speakers you've had on your show earlier. And so the best thing you can do is sit down with a broker and understand. The first thing is nobody understands you better than yourself. And so understand what your health risk factors are. Sometimes that's not just the health risk factors that you might see when you're younger, but as you get older, you certainly see them emerge. Understand your family history if you have, and understand whether you have relatives that have been more susceptible to diabetes or other types of chronic illnesses. In that way, you can start crafting the needs that you have. And so it's very similar to the financial advisory space. When you invest in, first understand what you want to get out of your medical scheme, understand yourself and the risk factors, and then understand what you're prepared to maybe cover yourself versus wanting the scheme to cover the rest. Because in that space or in that question, you can start constructing your cover very carefully. So sometimes when you're young or your career's just starting, you only need a hospital plan for those real big emergencies or if something happens where you need a hospital procedure. But as you get older, you tend to have some of these chronic conditions that come through, and you'd naturally then buy up to something that has more than hospital cover. Perhaps it's guaranteed cover in terms of benefit limits that medical schemes offer. So what you really need to do is to be active and actively involved in reassessing your cover every year and reassessing what you need going forward.
And that's an important theme, as you say, because you need to reassess, but you also need to understand the terms and conditions that might be involved, right? Especially when it comes to a waiting period with medical aids, moving from one to another, as well within the different programs or plans that you actually might select, not just from a cost point of view, but what they also mean regarding, if I could call it, your health care behavior. Is that such a thing? But I guess
I think we all get to the space where as we get older, we think we're superhuman, nothing's ever going to happen to us. But the one way of getting older and happier is making sure that you're following careful, healthy habits. So your behavior around eating, exercise, sleep, etc., is really important in terms of how you age well. And so I think that's one of the key things, is to try and be as healthy and all-rounded as you can, and for the rest, get the right cover and peace of mind then.
This also speaks to changes in life that many of us tend to forget about or not adequately prioritize, whether one takes a sabbatical to study abroad or settle down and have children, or just take time off to rest and research and travel. And even for those who travel quite extensively, understanding the importance of international benefits to cover their healthcare expenses. How do we evaluate these, and how do we draw a comparison in terms of the various plans while taking our own lives into account?
Yeah, it is about choosing the right type of cover that you want. So typically what we've seen, one of the biggest shifts for professionals in South Africa is that they no longer just work for the South African company. Many of our professionals are in high demand elsewhere in the globe. And so for long periods of time, they're traveling and working and then returning to South Africa because we've got such wonderful weather and an amazing country. So what we've seen is that typically the 90-day type of cover for international travel has just not cut it for people who are becoming globally employed. And so we've increased cover to 150 days. Another thing that we've seen is young entrepreneurs that start their businesses can't afford to be off or out of their business for a week or two. And so as a scheme, we cover robotic surgery and those type of procedures that get you back on your feet as soon as possible. And so these are the type of niche and focus type of benefits that you can actually push into a professional market in a South African sense.
Got you. I also want to understand, you know, as ProfMed is an organization that's been in the industry for quite some time, the model that you use as a proof of concept and the niche product delivery that you have that's also reliant on data. Help us understand, in as much as, you know, medical inflation has also impacted your business by about 6.7%. We've seen other comparisons with players in the industry at 7%, even above 7%. But how are you managing these margins and inflationary pressures within your business so that they don't have a ripple effect on the members of your medical aid scheme?
Yeah, so we have this unique positioning where we cover professionals, and typically one of the things that come with professionals is they tend to be a little bit older. So already their requirement for benefits a bit higher, but what's reducing that is basic healthcare education and consumerism in terms of participating in people's health. So education about what could happen, what your risk factors are, is really important. We've used things like a digital health assessment. So you take your cell phone, hop onto the ProfMed app, you let it look at you for about 30 seconds in good light, and it effectively can tell you some of the health risks that you carry. That's without having to go to a doctor or a clinic to have a range of other tests. And so that's one of the things that we've promoted. In fact, and we've seen a lot of immediate impacts where people are seen to have serious risks. And then what happens is there's an automatic referral to a specialist depending on what risk we've detected. And so one of the big issues that we have in South Africa is that people often aren't aware of their own health status. It's similar to 20 years ago when we were talking about, do you know your HIV status? People should ask the fact, do they know their healthcare status in a reasonable manner, and perhaps consult their family physician or GP to assist them with some of that status. Once you're in the know, you can then get education, assistance, specialist support if needed, to manage that in a very real way. So somebody who has uncontrolled diabetes is inevitably at serious risk, while somebody who's uncontrolled is at serious risk, while those who control their diabetes experience health for many years longer and at lower cost as well. So we're not only about the claims cost, but we are about the health status, and that's what we want to promote and make people aware of.
Mr. Comrie, I guess to make it practical for many of us as South Africans, when it comes to checking our healthcare status, what does that fully entail? So the next time I visit my GP, what do I say when I say I'm checking my healthcare status?
Yeah, there's this wonderful thing that we also have available, is just to keep a little bit of a healthcare a journal, so you can actually take notes about how you feel. How do you feel in the mornings? Do you feel tired after a full day's work? What is your eating habits? Are you aware of your eating habits? You have to just take stock of things. And as much of that you can share with your GP will help the GP in an amazing way to redirect, hey, you don't have to get If you've had your glucose checked recently, you don't have to go and do that, but let's check your BMI. Let's talk about your sleeping habits, your energy levels, or any other concerns that maybe it is your immune system that needs support as well. They can help you very clearly in terms of plotting out a healthy plan, a plan for health individually for as a medical scheme, we actually allow members to then flex their benefits. So sometimes save for things that they know come in a few years' time. If you're having, like me, I've got three daughters. I've just been now the last one on the orthodontic treatment side of things. You can save for that well ahead of time because your savings account or your limits probably won't cover the 30,000-40,000 rand you're going to spend on orthodontics. So try and do that ahead of time and not too late. I guess it's, again, back to the similarity, invest now rather than later, so that you can, when you need it, you can use those investments in the future. And it's no different when it comes to health.
Certainly. So true, to make sure that we do follow up with those particular healthcare checks and examinations. One intriguing theme, I can't let you go because I'm well aware that you're a CEO of a medical health aid fund. You also sit as chairman of the Health Funders Association. And as we've been witnessing, there's been a tightrope that South Africa's been managing regarding the NHI. I'm well aware that industries and organizations like yourself are very clear that universal access to healthcare does need to be prioritized. However, the models, the tools, the reforms and the structures that we put in place are something that we need to critically view, to make sure that they can be adequately managed. What's your take and your view on NHI, our progress going forward, and most importantly, how perhaps we should review the perspective of providing universal access to healthcare in South Africa?
Yeah, absolutely. NHI is one of the models that is suggested. Well, it's already in the act already. So one of the things that I always say is that healthcare needs to improve for every South African. We really need to change the current model that we have. The problem with NHI is that it removes some fundamental choices. Many healthcare cover systems, even universal healthcare systems overseas, still allow an individual to choose where they will access their health, provided they're willing to fund it out of their own pockets. Mm-hmm. And it does sound a little bit like medical schemes, but we think medical schemes alongside a functional public sector and NHI fund could actually work. But there are some of those clauses within the Act that need to be removed for us to actually achieve what is a more realistic improvement to healthcare in South Africa, and that's why there are so many court cases currently challenging the Act in the way that it does. But we do need reform. We cannot sit in the same system that we've had for the last 20 years and expect or see many that go without and don't have access to any healthcare. And so from a Health Funders Association perspective, there is a proposed, well-researched alternative model on the table that we hope will find some resonance within the parliamentarians, the government and the Department of Health. So we're hoping that despite the court challenges, that we can find each other in a more way of changing the system.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Mr. Comrie. We certainly hope that we touch base with you again, just to focus on some of the shifts and dynamics within healthcare provision. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Great to be with you.
Likewise. Craig Comrie, the CEO of ProfMed, helping us understand why South Africans do certainly need to reconsider the kind of medical aid cover that you have. In the time of rising costs, on average, most medical aid schemes have increased their costs just shy of 7% or even above 7%. And it's also important to understand the kind of medical aid scheme that you're approaching, whether it's open or closed. If you work for a government institution or happen to be a government employee, that also throws a spanner into the works. Some industries have their own medical aids, like those in the banking fraternity. So there's a wide array that we can select and choose from, but you need to make sure that the medical aid cover you have does suit your healthcare needs. So all the more reason to get a healthcare check and status, your glucose levels, what's happening with your blood pressure, and any other ailments that you might be predisposed to or already struggling with. And from there, that gives you better perspective as to how to take care of your healthcare needs. Once you have a family, dependents, a partner, and additional loved ones that you actually have to support, that also speaks to the healthcare requirements that they have. whether it's visiting the orthodontist or taking care of chronic healthcare conditions, it is pertinent that you make sure that you and your family are well taken care of, but that your pocket is also prepared to do the same.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.